A subsidy scheme to pay for the transport of fodder to farmers facing shortages has been announced by the Minister of Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue. The Minister outlined details of the scheme at a meeting of the National Fodder and Food Security Committee, which met in Dublin today as the wet weather continues to impact on agriculture. The committee heard that the areas most affected by the fodder shortage are in the south and southeast, where rainfall has been heaviest. Well, Mike Mangan is chair of the National Fodder and Food Security Committee, and he's on the line now. Thanks for taking our call today. What do you make of this scheme that's been announced today in response to the fodder situation, Mike?
It's a very good help, Brian, because we have a situation, as you described, where certain parts of the country are low on fodder stocks, and we now know from surveys that it is available in other parts of the country. And if we can help interface the demand and the supply, it would be a great help. But the cost of bringing fodder long distances is a big issue for the receiving farmer. So this subsidy will be a great help in that.
And what are the subsidy? What are the figures? How far will they go to meet the costs?
Well, the emphasis is on long distance, 75 kilometres or more. Is when the subsidy kicks in. It's 30 euros for a large bale of silage, or 40 euros a ton, and then some other costs associated with maybe transporting straw if and when available. So that's the cost, Brian. It's we're really concerned for those farmers that may be looking at shortage because of the very early autumn and very late spring, and because of that. And the other issue that was discussed at length today was the tillage sector and how in dire circumstances tillage farmers haven't been able to plant anything, and the worry is the season is getting very, very late. We had a submission from Metairn giving us a good detailed forecast for the next couple of weeks, and it looks like we have to endure another week or 10 days of this kind of weather, broken weather, before we get a respite into better weather.
All right, we leave there for now. Mike Mangan, chair of the National Fodder and Food Security Committee, thanks for that.